Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We're going to get mic'd up in a moment. I'm kind of amazed because you spoke something into existence.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, it's your mic'd up.
I know.
It's your mic'd up. I'll save that for you.
I think I was just piggybacking, but yeah, you're right.
And we are going to get some more insights from Mike and Bo. But guys, the internet is undefeated when it comes to identifying people. Until the internet has met Philly's Karen. Nobody knows who she is. Have you seen the video?
She's still in hiding?
She's still in hiding.
Well, no, I thought they found her.
Nope, she wasn't a false person. And like, she's had to come out and say like, hey, that woman is much thinner than me. I wish I looked like that. Like, that is not me. And she has caught in some flack, but they cannot find her.
I hope they find her. She deserves all of, look, let me, all right, hold on. Let me take that back a little bit. She just deserves to be outed a little bit about, like, you were despicable. And she wasn't just despicable to that little kid and that father. By the way, that dad should have let his testicular fortitude hang down and maybe say, nah.
That's a tough spot, I will say.
You ain't taking anything from my kid.
Okay, that's a tough spot, though, because do you want to act a fool in front of your kid and get arrested or get in a fight? I'm just saying in general, I've had situations happen around my kid where I have to back down and be like, I'm not going to act a fool in front of my kid.
I would just say, hey, you need to step off me and my family. Like, I don't.
What if she doesn't?
Well, then I call security. Okay. She's not getting the baseball. Like, you're not getting the baseball. I'm sorry. You ain't getting it.
So he did an interview and he talked about he just wanted to de-escalate the situation.
Which I understand.
That's exactly right. That's why I have his back on that. He's catching strays, and I'm like, it's a tough situation. It's a split-second decision. And I wish he would have got the baseball, too, just to be clear. But you don't want to act a fool in front of your kid, and that's a tough spot to be in. So
it worked out well for them. The Phillies really took care of them a lot. And I give Philly – you know what's crazy? First off, give Philly a lot of credit, the organization, for doing that. The Marlins as well.
Yeah.
Because their stadium people did a phenomenal job as well. So both organizations – but did you see how many Philly fans were in that section? Like, Philly fans were fighting with Philly fans. Like, she was a Philly fan. They were Philly fans. She fought with another Philly fan. And then another guy above them in an Eagles jersey screamed at her.
That's how you
know
you're in the wrong. When you are a Philly and other Philly fans are coming at you, that's when you know you've done something wrong.
What is
that? That's when you know you've done something wrong. Like, that's unprecedented.
Don't want to go down like and make this whole thing, but what has happened or has not happened in your life where this is a be all end all escalation, gonna fight somebody for
a kid?
A whole, yeah.
You were just saying, like, you ain't gonna take no ball away from my kid. That's how she felt in that moment. She's dumb.
But it wasn't her kid. Like,
Either way, she
didn't have a kid. It was her. She wanted the ball.
But she saw a grown man come get it. I mean, maybe she realized it was going to a kid. I'm not defending her.
She's in the kid's face. Like,
I'm talking about the one that was by her.
It was by her.
She wanted the ball for another kid.
No, she didn't. There was no kid over there. It was her and her husband.
Yeah, you got to go watch it.
No, I didn't see no kid.
Yeah.
I didn't see no damn kid.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, you were just talking about you ain't taking a ball with my kid. Like, I think that's exactly what she was saying.
I think Amy
might. I hope the worst for that situation as far as punishment goes, but.
Do you think Lindsay would have punched her?
Oh, man.
Maybe.
Maybe. Because I used to think Amy wouldn't, but now I think she might.
Yeah, maybe.
As a mom, I'm not talking about person, just the mom instinct.
Well, I guarantee we will see Phillies Karen as a Halloween costume this year.
That's coming, which is probably going to be pretty funny. I'm not going to lie to you.
She should just wear that outfit on her own and be like, no, I just dress it up like it's not me.
Will we get to see Buffalo Bills pusher fan? That's the next question. Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. A couple things to get to. First and foremost, the Jalen Carter punishment is due to come out today. I have, when I say I have no idea what to expect, I have no clue what to expect.
Speculation is it'll be a fine because it didn't come out yesterday. I tend to disagree. I think it could still be a suspension because of the fact that they were probably just waiting to do everything in one fell swoop with fines and suspensions and stuff for the whole week.
I would say a suspension is warranted. It's just as unfortunate as it could possibly be. And, you know, you saw a situation that actually I think the suspension was handed out yesterday, an MLS player from Miami spit on a coach or a personnel person from another team.
Goodness.
Three-game suspension.
Goodness.
Three-game suspension. So I don't know how they're going to handle this, but I'll be curious to see how it happens. Speaking of suspensions, if you didn't see it on Sunday night, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but Lamar Jackson had an interaction with a fan after DeAndre Hopkins' touchdown. If you didn't see it, basically the fan kind of, I called it mugging Lamar Jackson, DeAndre Hopkins. This is what Lamar Jackson had to say after the game.
You know, I seen him slap D-Hop, which, you know, I wasn't doing. He slapped me. He said he talked me. So, I just forgot where I was for a little bit, You know, you gotta think in those situations. You know, you got security out there. You got security handling, but I did let my emotion get the best of me, but hopefully it don't happen again. I learned from that.
Now, I got a couple thoughts here. First of all, you heard him say, hey, we got security out there. Should have let my emotions get the best of me. Should have let security handle it. Bo and I kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday. I do want to tell everybody that the fan who shoved Lamar Jackson and DeAndre Hopkins was ejected from the game. Sounds like he's going to be banned from the stadium as well. So that's a good outcome.
Okay.
Right? That's a good outcome. I think we can all agree on that. I got to tell you, though, after listening back to Lamar Jackson's sound and him being like, my emotions got the best of me, I was like, nah, man, I think you handled it just fine. And this was the interaction that Bo and I had yesterday. I didn't realize at the time that he also got mugged in the head. Like, I thought it was him retaliating after what happened to DeAndre Hopkins. I didn't realize he was also kind of slapped against the head. And to me, if you're going to lay hands on me, period, I get to lay my hands on you, period. And I know that that's not what the league wants. I know Lamar is being, you know, trying to be smart about what he says and the way he goes about his business. But I'm just telling you, you put your hands on my head and do any type of physical contact, you're going to get two hands to the chest. And I don't blame Lamar one bit for the way he reacted in that moment.
Yes, I agree with what you're saying. But I will say this. The reason why Lamar is right about he has to be, you know, not allow his emotions to get the better of him is because as the player, you've got way more to lose than the fan. That's the way I feel. I worry about these situations, the world we live in now where you can – and whether – right or wrong, but you can sue anybody for anything, and you never know how that's going to – you get the wrong judge or the wrong jury or just whatever it is.
Right.
And you're the one losing everything. And that person – you know, it's kind of like on the social media. If you're in this public spotlight, you have more to lose with a negative interaction than the random person that you're interacting with. You have to remember that.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I understand where Lamar was coming from, and I'm not sitting here throwing fault on him.
Yeah.
I just don't like these situations because the players are always the ones with something to lose.
Yeah, and, you know, this not getting touched, but the back and forth between athlete and fan happens more, I think, in the NBA because of the close proximity. And I know that there was some, you know, the Florios of the world are like, well, don't get that close to the fan. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. It's not going to happen in the NFL.
Right.
Like, I shouldn't have to not be able to walk with my feet on the turf. It's not like they did the Lambeau leap. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just one of those things. But, you know, I appreciate all the back and forth. And I just, man, I listened to Lamar and I was like, dude, you don't have to apologize for that. I think we'd all done the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? It is what it is. But he's going to try to be smart.
Definitely a touchy situation.
Exactly.
Well, coming up, we've got On Three senior college football reporter Chris Lowe joining us. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.